need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
The whole part of that song is, I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation. Speaking of that, Colleen Ulzberg here. You must love your job because you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
How long have you been with Fox World Travel?
It'll be 30 years July.
So must be a good job.
It's a great job. I love my occupation.
There you go. So welcome. Rose Grace still out in Arizona, right?
Yep. She should be coming back soon, I hope. I thought she was only going for 10 days. So
I see she used the same golf ball for 36 holes.
That's
Didn't
insane.
Lose it.
Good
that's
for her.
That's a good round of golf right there.
That is really good. Yeah. I was so excited for her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had a great night last night. You being a concert guy.
Yes.
I went to see the Four Phantoms in concert.
Oh, really?
And it was amazing. PBS was recording them.
Nice.
So I might get on television. I was on.
Where was that?
That was at the Grand Opera House in Oshkosh.
Very cool.
Fabulous trip. Oh, our fabulous concert. I was in row 5. So when that airs on PBS, look for me.
I will.
Okay.
I will. You'll have to let us know when it's airing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have some big things to talk about today.
Yeah.
Travel industry's always bustling now. We're back to normal and everybody's flying everywhere.
It feels
so
good.
So what are we going to start with?
Well, I think we should start with, we're going to try this again.
Okay.
We have this new text. We got this is going to be a little more fun though. You guys know that Rose and I love to travel. We love to hear opinions about where you want to go. Quite honestly, I'm running out of ideas. So I need some help from our listening audience. We're going to try that FWT, the text again.
Okay, FWT.
Right, and be careful.
Sometimes it gets spell checked,
yes.
And it gets changed.
Yes.
So when you text FWT, you kind of have to click on it to solidify, yes, that's actually what I want to say.
Correct, yes. Okay. I actually texted last night to check if it worked, and I could probably find my text saying get from last night.
Yeah, it tries to autocorrect to get.
Yeah, so FWT, like Fox World Travel.
Yes.
And this time it's going to take you to a survey, and Rose and I just want some ideas of what kind of trips you're looking forward to, so we can schedule as well and maybe, link that up with one of us hosting some trips in the future.
So you guys are on the group travel side of things.
Yes.
So people can go in and book whatever trips they want to. They can book their travel through Fox World Travel, but you're saying, let's try to find some different places to go as groups
right.
with Fox World Travel.
Right. Well, a little bit of both, I guess. You know, we want to just kind of see where the hot spots are right
now.
I'm going to Japan, as you know, in April and with a group, and that is like the hot spot for millennials right now. It's crazy.
Okay.
They all want to go, and they're all excited for me, so it's good to see that a younger generation is excited about a new location that we've never done as a Fox group before.
I was surprised once we booked our trip to Costa Rica and we're talking to people about it, how many people have been going to Costa Rica lately. That seems
too,
like a new hotspot.
It really is, and I'm hoping for 2025 I want to get a couple trips into Costa Rica as well, so keep in touch with me and we'll see what we can do, so hopefully we can get down there again.
So if I text FWT to 855-616-1620, I get a little bounce back link that has a survey that you have a few questions we can answer and help guide the future of Fox World Travel, maybe.
One question. It's that
it's just
easy.
One
just
question.
One. It's a fill in, just fill in the location. There's even a spot for other, if we don't have something listed that you would be excited about,
okay,
just click other and write that in the box, and then click whether you want our newsletter and go from there.
So FWT to 855-616-1620. I'm sure we have a lot of things to talk about when it comes to travel. That number we just gave is also where you can call if you have questions or you want to just talk about your trip. We also have the text line there that we can read as well. We got some texts rolling in. So
awesome.
We're going to take our first break. When we come back, it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg here. Going to be mostly sunny, a high of 35 today. Sitting about 26 now in Milwaukee, and the FWTs are rolling in. Holy cow.
Wow, I don't see one get.
Yes, so
that's
people
awesome.
Are listening. It'll try to autocorrect to get, but you want to text FWT to 855-616-1620. That gets you the poll, and you can fill out the little survey there and kind of help direct where some trips might happen in 2025. Is that what we're looking
at?
Yeah,
we're looking at 2025 and into the future.
Okay.
We've kind of got our 2025 groups kind of set and ready to go. We're just waiting to pull get the green light, basically, to start sales on those. Okay. But there's always opportunity to add more for 2025 because we're really far out right now. I mean, it's March already, but we'll add more if something comes up that looks of interest.
So is it too late for 2024? Are all the group travel full at this point?
No, we still have plenty of room on some trips. Some trips are very close to being sold out. If you're interested in Iceland, though, we have a fantastic trip in July, and we've got a great tour manager going on that, Kate, and she's got a nice group so far, but we could probably get about six more people on that one.
Okay.
So that's a great trip to look at. I think our South Africa just sold out. What an amazing trip. So thank God we got that one filled up. I'm so happy for those folks. And then looking into 2025, I just want to bring it up one more time. It's not a competition, but Rose and I are neck and neck to sell out our Alaska tours next year. I think I have six seats left on mine in August, and Rose is about seven seats left in her July trip.
Aren't you doing two of them though?
I am.
So you're you already beat her, I think.
I think I'm a little bit ahead.
Because you're filling up two trips
exactly.
at the same time, where she's just trying to fill up one.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Sorry,
so,
Rose.
That's okay. she'll catch up.
Is she back next week?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She should. I think she's heading back today. Yeah,
okay.
I'll get a break till May. Yeah.
All right.
Take a look at my Yukon trip, too. And we've got one more June trip that I have plenty of space on for 25. But Alaska's always hot and fun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For sure.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text line. Let's go to a couple texts here. Good morning, Colleen. My wife and I will be traveling in August with you to Alaska. What's the best method for packing medications? Thank you, Jim.
The best thing to do is at least have your prescription with you. If you don't want to keep them in their original bottles, if you just want to use like those daily pill boxes, you can do that. That's fine. But I would always just suggest if you don't have the bottle, just bring that prescription along or have it on your phone or something, just in case something should happen and you run out and you need to refill for some reason, because there's plenty of places that we can do that along the route. But that's my best advice.
All right. Next one here says we're heading to Dubrovnik in May. Plan to see Old Town, walk the walls, ferry to Locrum Island. We have reservations at Panorama Bar and Restaurant. Do you recommend anything else?
Wow. that's just about everything you can do in Dubrovnik, quite honestly. My favorite thing in Dubrovnik is walking the wall. That's just a wonderful, maybe a half day, just meandering through, stopping at cafes, taking some amazing pictures. Love Dubrovnik, one of my favorites. Everything else you're doing is fantastic. If you can get maybe down to one of the beaches, that's really beautiful, and just people watch. Great restaurant as well. I've been there. And I see that you also are looking at small mussel farms. I've not done that, but that sounds interesting.
I've got small mussels.
I have very small mussels. Yeah, exactly. But wow, what a great time. I'm not sure how many days you're staying there, but I think you've got a pretty full schedule already with what you've got on here.
All right. Now, another one here says, how about a trip to Iceland or Scandinavia during the early spring to see the northern lights? Is that early spring a good time to go?
That might be a little bit iffy yet. Early spring, if you're talking maybe March, I think you'd be okay. Into April, you're probably starting to get too much daylight up in that area. It's kind of like Alaska as well, because you're on that same parallel. So the northern lights, it's got to be really dark, and you have to have plenty of time for very good, clear conditions. So that might be a iffy time of the year to go to. Beautiful time to go, but I would never stop you. But just looking, the daylight hours, you have to watch that.
We did get a text here that's a little help for everybody out there. They said if you text in caps, it doesn't autocorrect FWT.
Wow.
So when you're texting FWT to get the survey, if you put it all in caps, no problem. Send that to 855-616-1620. You get a survey. I did it. It worked. And there's quite a few different selections there. So can I click more than one? I didn't try it.
You know, I don't think so.
Just you're picking your favorite one.
I think you're picking your favorite one.
This is where I'm thinking I might want to go.
Yeah. But, write in other if there's something that's not there.
And then when we fill this out, we have the choice. Do we want to get the newsletter?
Correct.
Which is a great newsletter. I'm subscribed. And you guys have great deals and great information about travel,
right,
all
absolutely.
The time. It's not like every day, so it's not like a spam where you feel like you're just getting hit up every day. But also that'll give you guys an idea of where the general populace is right now with hey, here's some hot spots that we should be looking into.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a, it's a nice thing to just take a few minutes to read through and see what the deals are. Like I said, our advisors know everything, and they're the ones that have the insight to that kind of information. So the newsletter will give you one step ahead from our marketing department, and it's a beautiful read too. Great pictures and great interesting stories as well.
The worlds that you can create in pictures in travel is amazing. That's why I love the website too. Sometimes I go there and I just look around at all the pages like, oh, I could go there.
Yeah.
I should go there. What about that? Okay, people also texting in their suggestions about where they would like to go. So we're going to get to some of those as well when we come back. But we are going to take a break. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Love to hear from you if you want to call in at 855-616-1620. Otherwise, you can keep texting as well. It's Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. It's going to be mostly sunny, a high of 35 today. Isaac is in the producer's booth today, as always, and he's ready to take your calls at 855-616-1620. We can go through a couple more of these as far as people making suggestions. We said you could text in FWT and you'll get the survey.
Yes.
That'll let you like pick your favorite destinations that you want to go. People are texting in, what about a cruise in Norway, Mediterranean? That's not on the list. They said that would be a good suggestion.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys do those all the time, don't you?
We do. And I think I will talk to our marketing department. We are always trying to come up with some new ideas and kind of on the fly. So this was a neat idea. So I thought we could type in something. So I'll put that past them on the other to have a free form to type some stuff in.
This one says Prince Edward Island in summer in Pasadena of the Tournament of Roses Parade, I think would be new. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Trips to Italy in 2025. Any of those planned yet?
Oh, yeah. Italy is one of our best sellers and they sell out immediately upon opening them. And we are working on that and they'll probably be one for sure, two possibly to Italy in 25. So just keep an eye out on that because that's just one of our favorites.
Croatia is another destination somebody texted in. Have you done a trip to Croatia?
Yeah, that's Dubrovnik. Yeah. That's that area. Yeah, I love Croatia. I love that whole Eastern European area. And we're going to have a fabulous trip. I don't want to give out any secrets. This is so hard. But we have this really neat trip that's going to hit up that area plus Bosnia plus Slovenia and even Austria. It's kind of a all around. So that's just a little hint for you. That's kind of on the docket right now. So kind of keep an eye on for that too.
Somebody else suggested Machu Picchu.
You know, South America is also there, and I know even Galapagos, we're looking into that right now too. So that might be something where we could do an extension into Machu Picchu.
All right. Another text here, 855-616-1620. Hi, going to San Diego this summer. Besides the zoo, are there any must-sees that you know of? My kids like dive bars. Any suggestions?
That's fine. I think you'll be okay. You'll find some of that. What I would, a couple of things that I like in San Diego is going, I'm a kind of an airline freak here, so I like going to the USS Midway Museum to check that out. I like the history of the militaries and the military, sure. So that's kind of a neat thing. Whale watching is kind of cool, even though, you know, that's not a dive bar, but you'll see things dive. No pun intended. And then one thing I think is always fun, and you can kind of get your feel for how it works. If you don't have a car, even if you do have a car, try that hop-on, hop-off trolley. I take those wherever I go in new cities, usually just because I like to. You can stay on and just see the whole city, and they'll explain where you are, and then you can hop on and hop off wherever you'd like and catch the next one. And they always will have some great locals driving, and they can give you some ideas on those dive bars.
Yeah, any major city, if you do that, that's a great way to see the city. So
absolutely.
The oldest bar in San Diego, by the way, is the Tivoli Bar and Grill.
Okay.
1885.
Wow.
It's still open. It looks pretty cool. So you could check that out. I always look like looking, if it's been around that long, they're doing something right.
Yes, exactly.
Must be a good place to go.
Absolutely.
So. Good questions. Keep them coming in. 855-616-1620 is the talk and text line. If you text FWT in all caps, it'll work the best for you, and you can get the survey that we're talking about here. Question came in. What are the differences between the two Alaska trips? We want to go in 2025, but don't know which itinerary to choose.
We have the they're talking about the group trips that we have for Alaska. I've been doing these for about 25 years plus years now, tweaking them every year. One trip is a 15-day trip that Rose and I are both doing. It starts in Fairbanks. You go south. You do two nights in Denali National Park, go into the park on a tour, head on down on the train to Anchorage, and then you go down by coach on a gorgeous ride down to Seward, Alaska. Then we come back up a little bit to Whittier and do a seven-night Inside Passage cruise. So you hit Glacier Bay National Park, Hubber Glacier, Juneau, Ketchikan, and Skagway. And the other one is a little bit different. It goes into the Yukon, which is really heavy into gold rush history. So you start in Anchorage, in the kind of in the middle of the state, and make your way north to Denali. Then we go to Fairbanks, and then from Fairbanks we fly over to the Yukon Territory. Dawson City is one of my favorite places up there. It's just really historic. Then we do two nights there. We head down to Whitehorse, the capital of the Yukon Territory. Gorgeous ride. And then we take another beautiful ride down to Skagway, and we go on a four-night cruise. So it's a little shorter cruise, more land.
So two different trips. If you've never been to Alaska like these folks, which would you choose?
Oh, that's really hard.
I knew you were going to say that.
It just depends on how much you like cruising. If you want to just give big ship cruising a test, we don't go on huge ships. It's usually 2,200 passengers. It's not that big. But if you want to just do the four-night and see a little bit more land, a little more history, that's the one I do. And then the longer one, if you are a cruiser and like to do that. So it's a hard choice because I do both of them. I do the Yukon in June and the other one in August.
Okay. Another text here at 855-616-1620. The State Department earlier and gave Jamaica a travel warning. It's got the level 3. Is it still safe to travel there? And do you ever cancel group travel areas when a travel warning goes up?
Quite honestly, I think that level 3 travel warning has been in place for quite a while. Yeah. And they just brought it out again to say that. I would still say it's safe to go there, but you have to feel comfortable about it. I would recommend, though, if you do stay in Jamaica, go with a reputable company like ALG, Apple Vacations, Funjet. Stay on the resort, and if you wish to go off resort, take one of their excursions, so somebody knows where you are and that we know it's a reputable company that you're going with. So just play it safe and you'll be just fine. The Jamaican people are fantastic and do it. I have no qualms about going to Jamaica myself. So
doing it the way you're talking about, that those countries live off of tourism, right?
They do.
So if something's going to happen, it's going to be bad for them.
Right.
So if you're using the right channels and you're going through the proper places, you should be fine.
Yeah, and Fox World Travel for sure would never send anyone to some place that was dangerous. We've had in the past, in my 30 years with the company, we've pulled a few groups just because of some unrest. I know about 12 years ago, they had that bit of a uprising in Cairo, Egypt, and I was scheduled to go, and they pulled that group. So Fox World Travel would never put any of our clients in harm's way.
All right. Great questions. Keep them coming. 855-616-1620. We'll talk to Mary in Greenfield when we come back, but we need to take a break. Go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and Colleen with you. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. It is 9:35. The text number is 855-616-1620. Guess what? You can also call that number, and that's what Mary did. Let's go to Mary in Greenfield. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. I've been to Italy, but never to Cinque Terre, and wondering if you have any group trips that spend more than one day there, you know, stay overnight. I don't know how long it would take to tour the five areas.
Oh,
that's my first question.
Okay. We usually... go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
Oh, my other question would be, have you ever done trips where you would rent villas? I have some friends at 12 friends that are renting a villa with cooking lessons and things like that. And I thought something like that would be interesting and then take side trips.
Yes, actually, not so much villas. That's more specialized in something. I mean, we can book that for you, but not as we usually don't do this at a group trip. But one of our advisors that are, Italy experts can set that up for you and then have cooking classes and then, take day trips, can get private drivers to take you around. I will mention mention, though, we are working on a Tuscany-type trip, so staying at a similar to what Rose and Steve Scafidi did last year, where it's going to be kind of based out of one area, and then you kind of hub and spoke, they call it, where you go to different areas and you have an opportunity to do the day trips. And with the Cinque Terre, we a day trip to Cinque Terre is probably enough to see it. We usually visit three of the cities because one is way up in the hillside, you know, and that's more residential. And then the other ones are easily, one you can, there's a walkway, the Path of Love that you can take between two of the cities, and then there's also a train that you can take between. So it's actually, if you just want to go and see it, take some beautiful pictures, get a great meal, you can do the Cinque Terre in one day.
Okay. All right. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome.
Have a good weekend, Mary. Text here says, looking for summer options with older teens and family. We really want England and Paris together. And then a second part of that is, why do a lot of Paris trips not include going to the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, summer options are, we don't do a lot of groups in the summer to those areas only because it's very busy and it's, you know, it can be pretty warm. But as far as, you know, doing your own trip, taking your kids out there, we can absolutely set that up for you and include the Eiffel Tower. We usually do include the Eiffel Tower on our group trips, usually to get you to the second level viewing platform so you can actually see the city from a beautiful vista. The Jules Verne restaurant is quite expensive, so we usually don't include that, but that's something that you can make reservations for in advance, which I highly recommend because it does sell out. But we can you know, customize any type of trip that you want for you and your teens in the summer.
FoxWorldTravel.com is a website. You can fill out a form there. As much information as you can put into that form will help them get you to the right person to get those trips booked. Also, 866-GO-FOX-GO. This is the last weekend, I believe, that you guys are open on Saturday.
This is it. Yep. We do this only during the busy season.
Nine to noon.
So they are open right now. So if you want to get in on those Alaskas, I'd recommend booking those right away and just talk to one of our advisors about anything else that you want to travel to.
866-GO-FOX-GO. The number here is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Mel in Brookfield. Good morning, Mel. What's your question?
Well, hello. My daughter is one of those adventure type people, and she doesn't mind traveling alone. Of course, as a mother, you worry about that. But she is going to Guatemala next weekend, for about a week. And I'm wondering what you know if you've traveled to Guatemala. She sounds like she's going on an overnight hike with a group and things like that. So if you have any safety tips or tricks specifically for Guatemala. And then also just wanted to ask about getting health insurance for, you know, while she's gone, or, you know, anywhere in particular that you would recommend going to for that.
Okay, for sure. Guatemala is absolutely lovely. I have been there, and I think it's just one of the most beautiful places. You see the volcanoes everywhere. They have like 7 volcanoes. They're dormant, though. Don't worry. I'm not going to scare you on that. She's going to be fine. Don't worry about her. I think, to be honest, if she sticks with the group that she's going with and doing some hiking or is always with somebody, she'll be just fine. I found the people of Guatemala to be super nice and very friendly, very colorful. I enjoyed exploring the cities, and I enjoyed the food, which I'm a big foodie anyways, but that was wonderful. The shopping, and it's just an amazing place. So I think she'll have a great time, and I'm a little bit jealous that I think that's wonderful that she's going. And then as far as health insurance or travel insurance, we use a company called Travel Guard, and you can go online, do travelguard.com. Take a peek at that because you can pick up some, due to her age and the time frame that she's going, you can just pick a good plan for her that probably won't be too expensive, and it'll give her good coverage in case anything should happen or she needs to get home quickly.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. A lot of great calls and texts coming in. Don't forget, if you text FWT to 855-616-1620, you'll get a little survey. You can click all the ones you think you might want to go to. There's just one question. It's a one question survey.
It's fun. I want to see. I can't wait to see what this is all about on Monday.
FWT to 855-616-1620. We are going to take a break. More of the Fox World Travel Show coming up on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Mostly sunny, a high of 35. Today we are up to 30 whole degrees in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go to Jim in Slinger. Good morning, Jim. What's your question?
Oh, I'm interested in taking train rides like out of Chicago to Denver or Denver through the mountains and whatever. Is that available?
That's something we can help you get from Chicago to Denver on Amtrak. That shouldn't be a problem. I think it's the Chief. I'm trying to think of which one it is, but that's easily done. And fortunately for you, my mom and dad are amazingly big train buffs, and they have done probably every train ride there is out in that area. The Durango Silverton is one that they like, but they absolutely adore the Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad, so that's something you could check out. There's great train museums out there. They do have the Royal Gorge route, you can even pop onto the Rocky Mountaineer from that area, so there's lots of great things to do out in that area.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Good morning. We went on an Alaska trip about 10 years ago with Colleen and Rose. Best trip ever, says here.
Wonder who that is.
We'd like to go again, but are wondering if we should switch to the Yukon one. We did the 7 on land, 7 at sea last time. Hubby enjoys history. I enjoy nature and big vistas. Does the Yukon trip offer a lot of both?
Absolutely. If they've already done the 7-7, I would absolutely switch over to the 8-4. You're going to see a little bit more land. You'll do a little bit of repeating from Anchorage and Denali, and then we do just a day in Fairbanks, and then we fly over to Dawson on a gorgeous flight. It's an hour flight between Fairbanks and Dawson City in the Yukon Territory. Opportunity to see Mount Denali from the air. If you sit on the proper side of the airplane as we fly over there, you'll see. Then we fly over the Yukon River, the mountains. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then two of my most favorite drives on that trip are the trip down from Dawson City, past all the gold dredges and the tailings, all the way down to Whitehorse. And then probably the most scenic drive in the world, as far as I'm concerned, is from Whitehorse down to Skagway. And we go by Emerald Lakes and through the mountains, snow-capped mountains. We could see the trails where all the miners came through looking for gold. A lot of history. In fact, probably more history on this trip than there was on the one that you did. So I would definitely say that's a great, great option to go on the Yukon.
Perfect. When you're texting in FWT, did somebody do this as a joke? Don't do WTF. That's a different thing altogether. Yeah. FWT, all capitals, will get you that link that has the survey on it. That survey asks different places you'd like to go in the next couple of years as Fox World Travel is trying to plan for 2025, 2026. The future could be directed by your answers right now.
Absolutely. And as soon as we're done with 25, and then as soon as that's up for sale, we're going to start on 26.
Yeah, you guys don't mess around.
No,
we're traveling forever.
Exactly.
Infinity and beyond.
Absolutely.
With Fox World Travel. You can check them out at foxworldtravel.com, or if you want to call, today is the last Saturday that they're open until noon. 866-GO-FOX-GO is the number. Talk to a travel advisor. Get them started on the trip of your dreams. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane, Colleen Allsburg, Rose Gray back next week. You get a reprieve. You've been here a couple weeks in a row.
Yeah.
You've been busy this year. You've been in a lot.
I have, and I'm going to see you a lot this summer. Rose and I are tag teaming for a couple months, and we'll probably have Andrea pop in because we're traveling at the same time as well. So
all
it's going to be a crazy summer. You're going to get sick of me.
Look forward to it. Text here says, can you recommend an all-inclusive resort in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic?
There are so many good resorts there. I think some of my favorites, I'm a big Royalton fan. So anytime you can go to a Royalton, I just find their service and their food and then everything exceptional. professional. I think their rooms are wonderful. So that's one of my favorites for sure. We've never had any issues with the Margaritaville. It's a lovely place to go. Hard Rock hotels are fantastic.
The food at Hard Rocks are usually really good.
Oh, they're the best. I know the Hard Rock Cancun is probably one of my favorites
Agreed.
That Brazilian restaurant. I'm getting hungry again. Yeah. Okay. But they've got Dreams and Secrets. So if you're looking for more budget travel, those are always very good hotels to use too. So Excellence Punta Cana, just a ton. So I would probably get in touch with one of our advisors and get their advice too. And maybe I'm on the right path and we've knocked off a few ideas for you.
866-GO-FOX-GO if you want to call in or fill out the form. There's a contact us form on the website at foxworldtravel.com. Last week or two, we've been talking about specials. Are there still specials going on?
Yep, we still have some good partner perks out there. So take a look at our website again. But that $200, up to $200 off on some Apple Vacations deal is still out there. So you want to take a peek at that. I know it's cold and yucky here. So a quick trip down to Mexico doesn't sound too bad to me right now. And there's also some good Caribbean cruise sales out there. Celebrity, it has a 75% off the second guest, and some of the cruise lines even offer free kids deals. So I know that Easter's coming, spring breaks are already starting, sounds like. So I think if you still want to get your kids on a good family trip, head on over to our website, take a peek, and then talk to one of our advisors. Lots of good stuff out there.
FoxWorldTravel.com. It's a California Zephyr from Amtrak, Chicago to Emeryville for SFO. Oh, yeah.
San Francisco, yep.
Stop in Denver. West of Denver is the most scenic part and has club cars with dome views. So
that's our train person
that texted in before or called in before. So lots of cool stuff to do when it comes to traveling, for sure.
Yeah.
Another one that answered the San Diego call, hopefully they're still listening, says the Zufari Park in the NE Hills. It's a partner of the San Diego Zoo, offers great supplemental views from safely above the wild animals living free in the valley. So there's a lot of ways that you can, when it comes to travel, that you can make it a unique trip that you may not know about. And that's where travel advisors come in. And that's why working with Fox World Travel is important, because they're going to know things that you may not know when you're going out there.
Absolutely. And we've been running into some issues too, where people call us with problems and they book themselves. And it's really hard for us to help if we don't start your trips from the very beginning. So working with an advisor is really advisable. they just know their stuff, and we have such a great team. And if someone doesn't know something within our company, we've got such a wonderful rapport with everybody. So if I need some advice on France, I know who to go to. If I need some advice on going to South America, there's somebody up in De Pere that can probably help you, even if you're down here in Brookfield or something. So always somebody to work with, and it's very important.
The one thing that I've found doing this show for 3 years, it's ever-changing.
It is.
Everything is constantly changing. So if you're not up on what's going on, you're going to miss a step somewhere somehow. And you're going to be stuck in some country without a visa, or you're going to not get through security because you packed the wrong thing, or you didn't get the right approval.
We're watching that all the time. And in fact, that visa that the European Union, that's going to be... They say it's going to be 2025, so we're kind of keeping an eye on that in case for our trips that are going to Europe next year, that we have you covered too. So we take care of that kind of thing. I know there's been a little upheaval with American Airlines, and we're all working really hard to work through that, and everything's going to be great because you're working with a reputable, wonderful, family-owned business. And we've been around forever, so we know the scoop. So
One thing we haven't reminded people of in the past few weeks here is check that passport if you're planning on traveling anytime in the next 6 months, for sure.
Absolutely.
Because you need that 6 month overlap.
Right.
If you expire in November of 2024, a lot of countries want to see 6 months prior to that as the deadline, basically.
Right. It's usually 6 months validity from the return date of your trip.
Return date, okay.
And they do that on purpose because if something should happen to you, that you have enough validity on your passport that immigration and customs is not going to be an issue should you have, God forbid, a medical emergency and you end up staying over in Europe for an extended period of time. So it's very important. And I do believe that the passport centers are getting back up to speed. I just did my renewal, so I'd have 6 month validity for Japan, and they got my passport back to me on a renewal in 4 weeks. So it's really, and I didn't expedite. I did the just the regular way.
That's pretty quick.
I wanted to see how that would go.
That's good for you because I know you get jittery when you don't have that passport in your hand.
Oh my gosh, that's scary when I don't have a hat. Because something could come along and say, hey, Colleen, can you pop down to South America like next week? I'm like, no, I don't have a passport. it's every 10 years I get a little jittery. But
so now you're good for another 10.
I'm good for 10, yes.
Awesome, awesome. So let's recap. We talk a lot about the group travel on this show, but what are all the things Fox World Travel can do?
Yep, beyond the group travel, which is my forte, we can do any kind of independent travel, family travel, anything you want. And we also have a wonderful wedding department. So if you're looking at destination weddings, we can help you with that. We have an amazing meetings and incentives department, and they take care of, if you're like an insurance agency and you want to reward your clients, get in touch with us about that. We have a huge corporate department, and they do corporate travel for businesses, and they do a great job as well. I think they're all in Las Vegas right now doing a conference and just getting more knowledgeable about the world and travel. And so we kind of have we're a well-rounded company. We do just a little bit of everything.
All right. Good to see you. Thanks for being on the last couple of weeks.
Oh, thanks. It's been fun.
Enjoy your reprieve next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Rose Gray will be back for the Fox World Travel Show. We do it every Saturday at 9 o'clock right here on WTMJ. Have a good week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.